heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. Some of the unique sounds and songs of J.R. Cash, who added the name Johnny Ray to his initials while serving in the Air Force in the early 50s. He later picked just the first name Johnny to become one of country music's most popular and successful superstars. He was named to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1980, and even today continues to tour with a complete show playing state fairs and larger venues around the nation. His voice can be heard on current television and radio commercials. His first recordings came from that famous Little Sun Studio in Memphis, Tennessee in 1954 and 1956. He had scored his first number one hit with his own composition of I Walk the Line, which stayed in that number one slot on the country music charts for 6 weeks.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
And that's the song that really started it all for Johnny Cash in 1956. Actually, that is the original Sun recording. Taken from the Sun Library, and that song recorded by Johnny Cash, and at that time only the Tennessee 2, recorded on March the 13th of 1956. His biggest hit came 2 years later in early 1958 with the release of The Ballad of a Teenage Queen. The song went number one for 10 weeks and crossed over onto the pop charts.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
Story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue, how those eyes could flash at you.
how those eyes could pleasure you.
Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen.
Not a care this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining cars, swimming pool and a fence around. But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Johnny Cash and the Ballad of a Teenage Queen. Yes, that song went number one and stayed there for 10 big weeks. A giant hit for Johnny Cash. And now we move on to Johnny's next big hit song. It came in, 1959, and another song that was number one for a long time. In fact, for 6 big weeks, this song led all others on the charts. It was a Western ballad called Don't Take Your Guns to Town, Son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He laughed and kissed his mom and said, you're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down. But she cried again as he rolled away. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
A salute to Johnny Cash. And don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home. One of Johnny's Western ballad songs. He didn't do many, but what he did, he certainly did well. Our next selection is called Luther Played the Boogie, a tribute to Luther Perkins, his guitar player, who developed the chick-a-boom sound by putting tissue paper on his guitar strings because they couldn't afford drums. And it became a signature for many of Johnny Cash's big early hits recorded at the Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Later, Johnny lost Luther when he died in a tragic fire at his home. He fell asleep in a chair with a lit cigarette and died in the ensuing fire. But this was a tribute to Luther Perkins. Luther played the boogie, and how he played it.
We were just a plain old hillbilly band with a plain old country style. We never played the kind of songs that'd drive anybody wild. Played a railroad song with a stomping beat. We played a blues song, kind of slow and sweet. But the thing that knocked them off of their feet was hoo-wee. When Luther played the boogie woogie, 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 Luther played the boogie in the strangest kind of way.
Play it strange.
We did our best to entertain everywhere we'd go. We'd nearly wear our fingers off to give the folks a show. Played jumpin' jive to make them get in a groove. We played sad songs real slow and smooth. But the only thing that'd make them move was hoo-wee. When Luther played the boogie woogie, 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 Luther in the strangest kind of way. Now didn't Luther play the boogie strange?
Luther played the boogie woogie. He played it strange, but he played it right. Right enough to make Johnny Cash a great success, even at the very beginning of his career in the mid-1950s. Ring of Fire is our next selection, and this song can be heard today on a popular television commercial. It was number one for 7 weeks in 1963, a song written by Johnny Cash's very good friend Merle Kilgore, who incidentally does an imitation of Johnny, and a very good one, and John's future wife, June Carter. Together they wrote this song, and perhaps the most identifiable part of the song is the fact that it was recorded with a very strong trumpet background.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Mm-hmm.
fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
The taste of love is sweet
when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Well, it was a different sound for Johnny Cash, and a sound that proved to be very successful for him. I went down, 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 and that ring of fire. Here's a song that has been recorded several times. The most successful time for the song actually was a live appearance at Folsom Prison when Johnny Cash appeared there and sang this famous song. And, of course, the crowd went wild in the background, and it became a number one hit. But the original was done many, many years before that, actually recorded as one of the Sun Studio recordings in 1955. July of 55, the original on the Folsom Prison Blues, and it came out like this.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Well, that's the original, recorded by Johnny Cash, and it was a big hit in the mid-1950s, but nothing compared to the recorded version live at Folsom Prison in 1968. It not only was a number one country song, but it crossed over and also became a big hit pop song. Well, one of Johnny Cash's biggest fans was the Playboy cartoonist Shel Silverstein. Now, Shel actually wrote a song about a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing, and the story behind it was that he had been wanting to hear Johnny Cash sing for years and couldn't get a ticket. So finally he got into a fight, ended up in prison, and sure enough, there was Johnny Cash entertaining, and Shel Silverstein had a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I like to think that Shel repaid the favor to Johnny Cash by writing a hit song for him, a song that only a man with a great sense of humor could write, and only somebody with the talent of Johnny Cash could pull off. Written by Shel Silverstein about a boy named Sid.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, peeling stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun to pull mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helps to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still think that's it.
A boy named Sue, recorded live at San Quentin Prison during his 1968 appearance at the prison. It was released by Columbia as a single and went to number one on the country charts for 5 big weeks and crossed over onto the pop charts once again. Another double hit for Johnny Cash. And speaking of double hits, this is the flip side of his biggest recording, The Ballad of a Teenage Queen, a song that was number one song for 10 weeks. Well, they turned it over, and The Other Side became a number one song for 5 weeks in 1958. A song also written by Johnny Cash about a big river.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you call. Then you took me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, rolling on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Johnny Cash, in 1969, he was named the CMA Entertainer of the Year, and the following year had the CMA Song of the Year. That was Kris Kristofferson's Sunday Morning, Coming Down, Johnny Cash.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, through my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched the small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned.
Sunday that makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalks and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalks and Sunday morning coming down.
Hit not only for Johnny Cash, who recorded the song, but also for Kris Kristofferson, who wrote it. Now we're going to take time out for a very interesting song. This was never a big hit. Johnny Cash finally finished the song, however, just a few weeks ago, a song that he had been working on for over 40 years. It's called Mean-Eyed Cat. It was released years ago on the Sun label against Johnny's wishes. He didn't want to release it. Now he's fixed it, and it appears on his new 14-cut album, Unchained, an album just released in 1996. However, we don't have the new version. We do have the original version, however, the way Johnny recorded the song originally back in the 1950s.
I give my woman half my money at the general store. I sit down by little groceries and don't spend no more. Then she paid $10 for a 10-cent hat and got some store-bought cat food for a mean-eyed cat. When I give her $10 more for a one-way ticket, she was mad as she could be. Then I bet $10 more that if she ever left, she'd come up crawling back to me. When I woke up this morning and I turned my head, there wasn't a cotton picking thing on her side of the bed. I found a little note where her head belonged. It said, "Dear John, honey, baby, I'm long gone." When I heard a whistle blowing and the big wheels a-turning, I was scared as I could be. I put on my overalls and I headed for town. I'm gonna bring her back with me. I asked the man down at the station and if he'd seen her there, I told him all about her pretty eyes and long blonde hair. He spit his tobacco, said, I'll be that blamed up, leaving, did see her leaving on a eastbound train. I bought a round trip ticket on the eastbound train. I was broke as I could be. But when I come back, I gotta buy another ticket, gonna bring her back with me.
The Mean-Eyed Cat, and it's pretty obvious that Johnny did not finish the song because It was never completed until just a few weeks ago when he finally finished that song and put an ending to it. And I'm going to be looking forward to hearing the newest version, the completed version of the Mean-Eyed Cat. Well, here's one that was completed in 1976, another big hit and another novelty tune that did very, very well for Johnny Cash. One that a lot of people identified with, as he described how he was going to build a car himself out of parts from a factory, the General Motors factory where he was employed, and he was going to put together his own Cadillac one piece at a time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Up to now, my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tag, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth and the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, the negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63.
Written by Wayne Kemp, turned out to be one of Johnny Cash's most popular songs. The year for that, 1976. A big crossover song. Johnny Cash is one piece at a time. And the story is that mechanic somewhere actually got all the parts together for the years that Johnny described in the song and built a car, which he gave to Johnny Cash, and it was a car that had been built one piece at a time, a very popular song for Johnny Cash. Here's another song. This goes back to the 1950s, and this is one of my favorites. It was a song that did very, very well back in the 50s, a story of a railroad that went through an area that had a toll gate. And the toll gate would charge you if you were hauling things for sale, like pig iron, or if there were products on there for sale. However, if you had farm products, there was no charge. And so Johnny Cash took advantage of this, and he came through on the Rock Island line with this story.
Now, this here's a story about the Rock Island line. Well, the Rock Island line, she runs down into New Orleans. There's a big toll gate down there, and you know, if you got certain things on board when you go through the toll gate, well, you don't have to pay the man no toll. Well, the train driver, he pulled up to the toll gate, and the man hollered and asked him what all he had on board, and he said, I got livestock, I got livestock, I got cows, I got pigs, I got sheep, I got mules, I got all livestock. Well, they said, you all right, boy. You don't have to pay no toll. You can just go right on through. So he went on through the toll gate. And as he went through, he started picking up a little bit of speed. Picking up a little bit of steam. He got on through. He turned, looked back to man. He said, well, I fooled you. I fooled you. I got pig iron. I got pig iron. I got all pig iron. Down the Rock Island line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island line. Oh, cloudy in the west, and it looked like rain. Round the curve, come a passenger train. Northbound train and the southbound track. He's all right, I'll leave it, but he won't be back. Well, the Rock Island line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island line. Well, I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, the engineer said before he died, there were two more drinks that he'd like to try. The conductor said, what could they be? A hot cup of coffee and a cold glass of tea. Well, the Rock Island line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get you thinking that's especially for the Rock Island line.
Riding the Rock Island line with Johnny Cash and a big hit from the 1950s. That song actually was so big that Stan Freberg did a parody on the song and had a lot of fun with it, but the original by Johnny Cash was a big, big hit. And speaking of hits, here's another favorite. This is called Jackson, a top-rated single recorded with his new wife, June Carter, in 1967, just after they were married. Got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Don't play your hand, you big talk man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I care.
When I breeze into that city,
people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony cage. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan fan.
Mrs. J. Cash, Johnny Cash and June Carter got married in a fever. Well, I've been to Jackson, and Jackson ain't a bad town. Here's a song written by Charlie Rich, the famous Silver Fox, in 1958, a song that became a top three crossover hit for Johnny, as well as a number one song on the charts, a song about the ways of a woman in love.
You've cut out your dancing and you never see a show. The girls come by to pick you up and you hardly ever go. It seems your head is in the clouds above. You've got the ways of a woman in love. I go by your house at night and hope that I can see the guy who's got you all worked up. I wish that guy was me. I don't know why it's you I'm dreaming of. You've got the ways of a woman in love. Many is the night I've laid awake and cried. Now you'll never know how much you hurt my foolish pride. I recall your kisses, the times I held you tight. Now when I come to see you, you're sitting in the light. Missing all the things that we dreamed of. You've got the ways of a woman in love.
Johnny Cash's big hit song, written by Charlie Rich a long time before Charlie wrote about the most beautiful girl in the world and what goes on behind closed doors. In 1964, another big hit song for Johnny Cash, a crossover song that did very, very well for him. In fact, it was number one on the country charts for 6 weeks. A song called simply, Understand Your Man.
Ah!
leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
Records in the summer of 1958 when Phillips refused to let him record a gospel album. Johnny felt that religion was an important part of his life, and during his career, he has appeared with evangelist Billy Graham and traveled to the Holy Land on several occasions to record and shoot movies. You'll hear this religious dedication in our final Johnny Cash selection on this show, his composition of a song called Simply Supper Time.
Many years ago, in days of childhood, I used to play till evening time would come. Still winding down that old familiar pathway, I hear my mother call at setting sun. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last. Some of the fondest memories of my childhood are woven around supper time. When Mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, "Come on home now, son, it's supper time." My, how I'd love to hear that once again. But you know, time has woven for me a realization of a truth that's even more thrilling. That someday we'll be called together around the great supper table up there for the greatest supper time of them all with our Lord. I can almost hear the call now coming from the portals of heaven. Come home, son. It's supper time. Come on home. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen so fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. These have been the songs of Johnny Cash and are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.